Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 41 degrees now with a mostly cloudy sky. A Newton couple accused of abusing their adopted kids will be sentenced today in Harvey County District Court. Jim and Paige Noctegal pled guilty to charges of child abuse last August. Court documents show two of the children had broken bones, including a broken rib that was several months old and a broken arm that might have required surgery. From last night's State of the Union speech, after a stormy year, President Trump tried to cross the aisle in an attempt to bring both parties together.
So let's come together, set politics aside, and finally get the job done.
The Democrats responded to the State of the Union address. Massachusetts Democrat Representative Joseph Kennedy III delivering the response from Fall River in that state.
Thousands deep on the streets of Las Vegas and Philadelphia and Nashville. You sat high atop your mom's shoulders and held a sign that read, "Build a wall, and my generation will tear it down."
A man in Maine will be tried for murder in the shooting death of a Kansas man in August.
Robert Colson of Bucksport, Maine, was bound over for trial Monday after a preliminary hearing into the death of Matthew Shoshke at his home in Tescott, about 25 miles northwest of Salina. The Salina Journal reports Colson faces charges of second-degree murder, theft, and burglary. The trial is scheduled to start June 11th. Prosecutors say Colson took Shoshke's dog and drove his truck to California. He was arrested about 2 weeks after Shoshke's truck was found in California. Colson was injured while trying to escape from an Amtrak train after a person on the train was stabbed. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Kansas legislature requires interns to sign agreements to keep anything that takes place or is said in a lawmaker's office confidential, or the interns could be fired. We get more on this story from Kansas Information Network's Britt Zweigart.
Employment law experts who reviewed the agreement for the Kansas City Star say it is written so broadly it could deter interns from reporting harassment or illegal activity and might violate the First Amendment. Legislative leaders say the agreement is intended to remind interns that private political discussions should stay private, although they acknowledge the intention is not clear. The Star uncovered the agreement as part of an open records request. It comes as the legislature is discussing ways to improve transparency in the State House, enhance treatment of interns, and respond to sexual harassment at the Capitol.
A candy company is suing a seller of e-liquid for vapes and electronic cigarettes for infringing on some sweet trademarks.
The folks who make Starburst and Skittles accusing Get Wrecked Juices of using its products in advertising. Reuters reporting William Wrigley Jr. Company says the e-liquid producer's been selling pink Starburst and Skittles e-liquid in colorful advertising. The candy maker says there's growing concern that the marketing of e-cigarette materials and candy flavors harmfully targets children. No response yet from the Jacksonville, Florida-based Get Wrecked. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a quiet start to the day across Wichita. Cool this morning with a few clouds moving through. Sunny near 50 at lunchtime, 57 for the high later on today. A cool front slides through, then clouding up tonight, Tarlo 33. Thursday, not as warm with a high 41. And our next chance of precipitation, only a slight chance of snow on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. We've got a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 7:34 now. Steve and Ted here on a Wednesday morning. Last day of January, Ted.
Oh, my gosh. The first month of the year?
Yeah, we've already got a month
gone
in the can, as they say.
Oh, my gosh.
On this date in 1958, the United States entered the space age with its first successful launch of a satellite, Explorer 1, from Cape Canaveral. thing was what, about as big as a volleyball?
Yeah, it was not pretty.
But
you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's pretty primitive stuff.
Is it still up there, or is it burn up on?
I don't know.
What became
Explorer 1?
Explorer 1.
It could be in the Cosmosphere and Space Center.
I think it's basically the same as you know, throwing an empty tin can into the air.
Yeah, not much to it.
It wasn't much, but.
This is a story that's attracting a lot of attention around the country. A United Airlines passenger who tried to take her emotional support peacock with her on a cross-country flight has had the bird turned away by the airline because of health and safety concerns. New York City-based photographer and performance artist Ventico says she bought a ticket for the peacock, Dexter, so he would have his own seat on Sunday's flight from New Jersey to Los Angeles. United spokeswoman says the peacock did not meet guidelines for several reasons, including its size and weight. She also says the issues had been explained to the passenger three times before they arrived at the airport.
Yeah.
Apparently she wanted to make a show out of it. So
yeah, I think that's what's going on here.
Dexter, her emotional support peacock. All right, it's 7:36 with Steve and Ted. And with us this morning, Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Good morning, Todd.
Well, I think there's a little bit too much granola across the fruit. That's what I think the problem is.
Do you have you don't have an emotional support peacock, do you?
No, I don't. You know, to help me get through the day, I have a jug of sweet tea and a a six pack of moon pies. that's all the emotional support I need, Steve.
Yeah, but I don't have we're talking. What kind of emotional support animal would I have? I told Ted I'd like a grizzly bear. That would, that'd be good.
I want to take issue with something Ted said, though.
Uh-oh.
Ted, this actually is an issue, these emotional support animals. There have been, I remember reporting a couple of months ago that someone's emotional support pig, pot-bellied pig, got loose on an airplane. It was like running up and down the aisles. Now, if that had been on my plane, I can assure you that we would have been enjoying some pulled pork somewhere.
Bacon,
into that flight. But Delta had to actually issue a policy. This is reportable here. Delta issued a policy regarding exotic emotional support animals. And what concerned me, gentlemen, is that Delta had to point out that creatures with hooves or tusks are not permitted on airplanes.
Oh, all right.
So keep the rhinoceros at home, folks.
That's a good information.
All right. So here we are on a Wednesday morning, and you got any reaction for us to the President Trump's first State of the Union address?
Well, look, I thought it was a terrific speech, a bit on the lengthy side, but I thought he did a great job of using personal stories to convey his his political points, and I thought it was just I thought it was a moving speech. The young man with the crutches, waving those crutches defiantly in the air, really as a symbol of sacrifice and a symbol of freedom and determination. I mean, that really struck home. As a matter of fact, CBS News polls said that an overwhelming number of, I think, over 90% of Republicans love the speech. Here we go, 97%.
Wow.
Democrats, only 43%. But here's the number that's important. Independents, 72% of independents watching that speech, approved it.
You're probably right. The independents is the one that counts sometimes.
Did you catch the Democrat rebuttal, by the way?
A little bit of it. We've done some sound bites on it this morning.
I have to be honest with you. I didn't hear a word of what that guy was saying because it looked like he had drool coming out the side of
his
mouth.
Oh, embarrassing.
And it turned out to be like lip gloss or lip balm or something, and you just wanted somebody in the stage, in the audience to hand the guy, a napkin.
Yeah, help us out here.
But I do think it's interesting. You know, the Democrats have been talking about diversity, and so the only person they could find to deliver the rebuttal was a white privileged guy who was a Kennedy.
Yeah, a Kennedy, third generation. All right, listen, you had, did a commentary today about in Florida where somebody was defacing the American flag as a demonstration of free speech or free expression. And I thought you wound it up with a good twist on it. Say, what happens if we do something like that to a Muslim flag or something like that? Still, I'm hoping free speech will still apply. What do you think, Todd?
Well, I would hope that we would, you know, that people would have common sense not to do something, you know, that crass and rude. But yeah, this happened at a Broward College taxpayer funded school, and it was a faculty art exhibit. And the interesting story here, guys, is the artist dipped the American flag in white paint so you couldn't tell it was an American flag, cut it in half, and put it on the floor so that when people walked in, they were stepping, that they had no idea they were stepping on an American flag. And the art professor was filming people as they were doing it. And when a Marine veteran came in, who happened to be a student at the school, he saw what was going on and just got incredibly offended, wrote a letter to the school. The school said, hey, look, freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
All right. Freedom to go to another school.
That's true. And we don't have the freedom to stop our tax dollars from funding.
Yeah, there you go. And the tirade that the guy went on, the teacher, and about military people the other day, and I'm thinking how stupid military people are. I know several military people are just about as smart as you can get.
Well, I do, too. As a matter of fact, on our, you know, we do a show from noon to 3 Eastern. We had the young man, it was an exclusive, we had the young man on our radio program, and what a fine kid. You know, he wants to join the Marines. He's graduating high school, and his father and grandfather and uncles all served in the military. This young man wants to be a Marine just like his dad. And I really salute that young fellow for taking a stand, you know, in the face of what was, you know, I mean, that's kind of a scary thing when you're a teenager.
Right.
You got your teacher coming.
Oh, sure.
I mean.
Yeah. Teachers are, you know, they're in authority and whatnot. Yeah, I understand that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it would be like Ted cussing you, Steve. No, I'm just kidding, Ted. That's good.
No, it's happened.
He does it daily.
It's
behind my back.
You know, I'm coming to Wichita in a couple of weeks, and
right.
You guys have to get together for a meal or something.
That'd be a good idea.
We'll get Jad to buy.
So we'll have to find some. We'll have to find between three cheap people. We'll have to find somebody to pay for it. We look forward to you coming to town. All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate your time this morning, sir. That's Fox News.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Fox News commentator Todd Starnes at 7:42 now with Steve and Ted. A look at local renters' numbers. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.